What up, everybody? Thanks for listening to You Breast Believe. This is our final episode. Bum, ba, bum. And this one's a funny one because it's the day we found out Prince died. And we have all sorts of thoughts and feelings and conclusions on that. So it's pretty funny to listen to, you know, in hindsight. Also, come and see us and meet us at Harvester Arts, September 30th. That's a Friday, final Friday. The collective of You Breast Believe and Emily Brookover, we are showing art at the Harvester Arts Gallery in response to Robin O'Neill. She was a visiting artist a few months ago. So I encourage you to seek that out, see what we have to offer. We appreciate all of you listening. Oh my God, we know that you're out there and we so appreciate it. So we love you. Thank you for letting us do this podcast. It was kind of like a out of the blue, like, let's just do this. And we did, and it kicks ass. And I knew the three girls, but they didn't all kind of, you know, they didn't really know each other. So it's really awesome to see the relationships build among us four. And now we're all like really good friends. So thank you again for listening. And I do want to thank our sponsors. We've got Hellbomb Tattoo, The Monarch, Finishing School for Modern Women, College Hill Deli and Catering, Shelter Salon. So, oh yeah, and 42 Below. All right, enjoy this episode.
You best believe. That's with the letter U, not like Y-O-U. Okay.
Hey, everybody. Hi. How's it going?
And we're back.
Oh, that's very, like, Mercury in the retrograde.
I know, yes. Yeah, you guys, we're all feeling crazy today. I had a really crazy morning. Usually traffic is fine. It's always on my side, typically. And today, like, I almost got into, like, three wrecks.
Driving to the zoo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know exactly what happened. But, yeah, I almost got into hella wreck. We're shooting the shit.
Prince died today.
Prince fucking died today.
So did, China.
Yep. From WWF, WWE, depending on what era.
She died today? Mm-hmm.
Today.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, she was like fourth on my Twitter, like.
How old was she?
Trends.
I don't know. Young. I was meaning to look that up because she's one of those ones that I feel like is older than you think.
Yeah, she was like 50.
What'd she die from? Charlie.
No. They haven't said yet. Sorry.
Oh, she was 45.
45, there we go.
Yeah, that's young.
Very, probably from fucking doing all these, whatever drugs they do. Yeah, those pro wrestlers always die relatively young.
Have you seen that movie, The Wrestler, with
Mickey Rourke?
Yeah.
That
stuff's messed up.
Have you seen One Night in China?
No.
She did a porn.
Is it a porn?
Yeah. That she was in.
Have you?
Yeah. No, but I've heard about it. But I think she did it with another pro wrestler who was, like, their story in the WWE was that they were together, but they were together in real life, and then they also did a porn together.
Porno.
That's just good business, right?
Would
there.
You ever? Would you ever make a porno?
Like, for distribution?
I don't know yet. No. Either way. No. Just with your significant, like, if you were married?
I mean, would make,
yeah, no.
I would make a tape. I don't think I'd want to watch it, though.
No. Like, that's the thing. I couldn't watch it. I couldn't stand having other people see it.
I know.
Well, real sex isn't meant to look good. It's meant to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And porn sex is meant to look good.
True. But it doesn't look like they're having fun. Like, sometimes when I feel like in porn, if I see, like, a man or a girl, like, spit down there, I'm like, aw, damn. Like, they're not really turned on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Is that a thing that you guys ever, like, do you ever have anyone just, like, spit on you down there? Yeah, me either.
No.
Or, like, spit on the dick to get, yeah.
I've never spat on a dick, but I have, like, worked some saliva up into my mouth before and getting ready to, like, put my mouth on it.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Like, get your mouth wet.
Get your mouth water.
But I'm not just gonna, like, bleh.
Yeah. I don't, anytime I watch porn and that it's the case, like, pretty obvious the girl's not truly turned on. I'm like, next.
Yeah.
You know?
That's why I watch those massage porns, because those girls are hella turned on.
Hella. If you haven't figured it out yet, that's Allie talking. Hannah's over here.
Yep.
And then I'm Jessica K, and Megan will be joining us shortly. But yeah, well, there's an episode where we talk about massage porn, so...
I'll bring it up any chance I get.
Yeah, go sneak around some of our previous episodes and look for it. Yeah, I'm pretty bummed about the Prince thing, mostly. Yeah. And, like, also, my car's, like, anytime I've been fueling my car up, like, yeah, I haven't been going to E, and then getting gas, my car, like, won't start right away, so that is making me nervous. That's and weird. Then yesterday, my laptop charger just, the power adapter just went to crap, and I haven't even had it for a year.
No.
Because I had to go buy a new one, like, not a year ago. So... As much as I was telling someone yesterday all the shit that was happening, and they're the ones to tell me about Mercury. Retrograde. It's not in retrograde. I looked it up today because I was like,
I
gotta look it up, you know? And I hate being that crazy girl, but it's in a phase right now.
Mm.
And then in a couple days, it will be at the intense shadow.
Oh, no.
And then it will be in retrograde. So
how often is it in? It seems like it's in retrograde, like, every couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, shockingly enough, it seems, yes, that might be the case. I think it's, like, four times, I don't know. I think 2016 is definitely a very crazy year, it's proving to be.
Well, it's weird that he died. It's not, like, it's not really weird, but it's just, like, a week ago I saw online that he was, like, had the flu, you know, he was on a plane and they had to do an emergency landing because he had the flu. And I was like, oh no, it's like Prince got the flu. I was like, what if he dies? And I was talking about it with Kevin, and we were just kind of like, man, like, all the big ones are going to start dying. Like, Stevie Wonder, Elton John, you know, Bob Dylan.
Let's not talk about it.
I know, but it's just like, let's freeze them before they die. Yeah. Like,
let's Walt Disney their ass.
Yeah. God, it's just gonna be so... It's just sad. It's sad to see that happen, but it's just life, I guess.
It must have been something more than the flu. Like, whatever Brittany Murphy and her husband died from, that shit's complicated. Do you guys remember Brittany Murphy dying?
Yeah.
And, like, she just, like, collapsed in her shower.
Yeah.
And then, like, not but... I don't even want to say, like, a month later, her husband magically dies.
Yeah.
Mysteriously. It's not magic. It's mysterious. Magically and mysteriously, he just collapses. So there's got to be something. I like your shoes, Hannah. Oh,
I know. I like those,
too.
They're
nice. Thank those are you. Rad. She's wearing some...
New Balance.
Yeah, New Balance. But they're hella cool. They're like Forrest Gump New Balances.
Yeah, they are.
But I like the green. I've been really into this, like, you know, forest green.
Mm-hmm.
And you have green on green shoelaces, dude.
Yeah.
I love color on color.
Me too.
With shoelaces. It's baller.
Yeah.
Baller as fuck.
So.
Yeah. Man. Hannah got a new house.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's cohabiting. Yeah. Is that
cohabitating?
How you say? Yeah. Cohabitating. I miss words. Linguistics was never my forte. How is that?
It's good. I mean, we've only, like, I moved most of my stuff in on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been sleeping there since Monday night, and it's Thursday today, so it's been a few nights.
Is it haunted?
I don't think so.
It's good.
See, the thing is that it was my great aunt's house.
Is it haunted?
Before we moved in, when we first started figuring out that we were going to move in there, I had a couple of dreams that it was.
Ooh.
But my great aunt and uncle used to live there, and the reason why we're moving in is because my great aunt just moved into the Masonic home, because she's, like, she's 96, 97 maybe. And she was just, she couldn't live alone. Like, she was, like, wandering outside in the backyard at, like, 2 a.m. in, like, 30-degree weather and stuff. But anyway, so, but my great uncle passed away when I was, like, in, like, third grade or something. And so I was like, if it's haunted, it's going to be haunted by him. And I don't think it's haunted. I don't think it is.
But even if, like, okay, so let's say it's haunted and let's say it's him.
Yeah.
What's the worst that could come from a relative ghost?
Right.
Like,
well, the only thing that I was thinking is, yeah, like, if he would disagree with my choices.
Oh.
You know? Like,
like you're fucking, and yes, he's like, no, no, no.
Because him and my aunt, Paul, or my great aunt, Pauline, they never had kids. They only had, like, dogs. But they were really, like, he was a veteran, and, like, Marshall Middle School is seriously, like, right there. Like,
oh,
I,
you guys are
it.
Just right.
Yeah, in like Riverside.
Oh,
north,
cool.
You know, North Riverside. And so they would like always call Marshall if they like didn't put the flag out or didn't take the flag down.
Really?
Or needed to put it at half mast. She would always call. And like when my parents got married, before my parents got married, they lived together. And apparently, like, during that period of time when they were unwed, but they, you know, were living together, they, my great aunt and uncle just wouldn't talk to them. And they were, like, very, like,
oh,
you know.
No, I would be scared of your ghost uncle. Your ghost
but
great uncle.
I have really fond memories of him, though. Like, he was a nice, he was a good man and, like, really liked me and my brother. Like, was really funny. Like, from what I remember, I didn't get to spend a whole lot of time with him. So I'm kind of like, well, he's just gonna have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Times are changing.
It's like ghost dad, ghost uncle.
Yeah.
Are you guys gonna buy it?
I don't, probably not. Like, it's paid off.
Yeah.
So, my parents were just kind of like, well, if you guys would want to pay us a little bit of rent, a little bit is better than nothing, you know? Because
yeah,
she's, you know, she doesn't need to sell it right now because she has money stocked away, I guess, and so they're like, you guys can just live there as kind of like a transitional place. Save money if you need to.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a bad house. Like, they took really good care of it. It's in
there's
pretty
some
good
dope
condition.
Ass wood paneling with ducks
yeah.
on it.
Yeah, with ducks on it. It's so dated. Like, the house is dated. We had to pull up the carpet because it had been there since they probably moved in. Like,
oh,
it was probably like 40 years old.
Yeah, but there's nice wood
mm-hmm.
in those houses.
Yeah, and we pulled it up and there was some really nice wood, but also some weird like plywood places we had to put carpet down. But other than that, it's really nice. They
Yay.
Kept it so clean. We barely had to clean it.
That's awesome.
There's bars on all of the windows. Even though it's not a bad neighborhood, he put like iron bars on every single window, and every door has, no joke, like 5 locks on it. Screen door and the wood door.
Safety.
Yeah.
I think the bars on the windows is like against fire code.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I could be wrong, but when my friend and her husband bought their house had bars on the windows, and you, like, you know, you have to get it inspected before you can get a home loan.
Mm.
And they had to remove all the bars before
wow.
it would pass inspection.
Huh.
I mean, it probably doesn't matter for you guys because the house is already bought.
Yeah.
So nobody's going to come around.
Right. Mm-hmm. But if, yeah, if my parents
to,
win
to
the
sell
time,
it.
Yeah, when
yeah.
the time does come for them to sell it, that might, because they're on seriously every window.
Yeah.
And like.
Crazy. Do
yeah.
you like ever just like wrap your hands around it and like, oh.
No, but now that,
no.
like we were kind of making fun of it at the beginning, but now that they're there, I'm kind of like, it's kind of nice, like,
yeah.
to feel so secure.
Yeah.
I've never really wanted that, but I'm like, if somebody tries to break in, good luck. You
yeah.
can't.
Yeah.
You can't.
Come and get my shit, I dare you. You better fucking find a plug-in
yeah.
outside for your sod iron, I don't know, soldering iron.
Yeah. It's like Fort Knox, but.
That's funny.
So, yeah, it'll take some getting used to, but we put up stuff on the walls, so it's starting to actually feel like home now, which is nice.
That's awesome. Are you nervous? Do you have any, you know, nervousnesses? We had an episode called Attributes or whatever mm. that we would like found attractive, and a partner, and it was mentioned that maybe someone you date might be a little messy.
Yeah.
How do you foresee that? Everything, well, I mean, are you messy too?
Not really. I like keeping things clean.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows that I know how messy he is, and so he knows, there's an understanding that it's not going to get that way, right? Because he's moving all of the shit out of his house, and he's understanding that, like, okay, I can't let this happen again. Like, just accumulating stuff over time, because he's lived in the house he was in for 5 years. Oh, wow. And so you just accumulate stuff over 5 years without realizing it. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, lose all the sentimental attachment to your shit, because you're going to have to get rid of it unless you want to move all of it, you know?
Yeah, you're like, these are the brass tactics or whatever. I'm like that, too. I'm like more of a Kevin, probably, because, like, I've been here 2 years, and I already have, like, so much more shit than I need.
It's easy to do, though, and it's not like I didn't do that at our house, but we didn't have a lot of space where Jordan and I were living. Like, we didn't have a basement to just throw shit in and...
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, the only thing I see, like, would be a problem is just that I really like to be alone. Like, I like my alone time sometimes. I also like being around people, but he knows that, too, so.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
I think it'll be good.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Excellent. I like my alone time, but lately I'm like, man, maybe I don't do well alone.
Mm-hmm.
As good as I thought I could.
Well, it's hard when you have been alone for a long time. Because, like, it's fine, you know, anytime anything's novel, it's all good and well. Like, oh, I'm going to be alone. This is going to be great. I never get to do this. But then it gets old.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts to wear thin.
I think that's why I do couch surfing so much, too. Yeah. It's like... It's nice to have people in my home just for a day. It's like, and then they're gone. I don't have to deal with their personalities. Even though almost every single person has come through here, like, I have thoroughly enjoyed. Mm-hmm. Like, Jessica, our couch surfer from last episode, she and I went and had dinner and stuff. But we had a lot in common. And I could have talked to her for hours and hours and hours, you know, a lot much longer than we had a chance to. But she asked me, like, have you come across, you know, any couch surfers that you didn't like? And I was like, not really. I had one kind of weird guy that, he wasn't weird, we just, he had a really strong opinions about things, and so did I. And our worlds, you know, we grew up worlds apart, essentially. Yeah. And, but it was still really cool to have that perspective on a person. Hey, Megan, look at you. Guys. Look at you. Where are you going tonight?
Oh, the loony bin.
Yeah, you got a show? You hosting?
Yeah.
You gonna kick ass?
No.
Kick more ass than me, please. Yeah. Thanks.
Ugh.
I know. God, I don't ever want to do that again.
I hate it too, dude.
It's the worst.
It is.
I was like, I don't even want to get paid. I don't even care anymore. I just want to go home. Ugh.
That's how I usually feel when I'm there. It's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sex.
Yeah. I just want to collapse.
Yeah.
Ugh. What's new in your world?
Nothing. This is new.
Prince died today, so remember that.
I know. I mean, that I was getting ready. Listening to Let's Go Crazy over and over again. It's a good feel-good song, you know?
I danced by myself at the color party at the Wichita Art Museum on Saturday. I danced by myself to a cover band singing Don't Have to Be Rich. And I was just, like, dancing hella by myself trying to get the party started at 8:30. And, like, all the people in this long-ass food line are just, like, watching me, like, do the centaur dance. You know? But, and then they played it again, like, there was an after-party downstairs with DJ Carbon, and he played it and with the real Prince. And so now that's all that's in my head, like, today.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That and the line from, was it, Wake Up, You Need to Make Money, the blurry
blurry face.
Yeah.
I always turn it up hello when I hear it.
That song, I don't listen to the radio a lot, but that song hasn't gotten old. You know, it's so catchy.
Well, I'll wake up with it in my head, and that makes me a little sad. Because the phrase in my head is like, wake up, you need to make money. I don't want to. I've been like thinking about the barter system a lot lately and like how I just would love to be able to give like 3 blowjobs for like 1 oil change. Seriously.
3, that's, yeah, why not 1 for 1?
Yeah.
I don't know, because it just seems
you're
worth
gonna get
it.
You're going to get
lockjaw. Okay. Yeah. Okay. But not redeem them within, you know, there's an expiration date.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to do them all in one. Did I say oil change? I meant new transmission.
No.
I was going to say, an oil change is probably 1.
1, yeah. You're right. That's like a $30.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would make things a lot easier, I think, if we could just barter for things.
Yeah.
But I don't know the legalities of, I don't know the logistics.
You could probably find somebody.
I know. But I want it to be socially acceptable, like the social norm.
I worked at McDonald's with a dude that paid $80 for hand jobs.
Oh my god.
Craigslist prostitutes.
Oh my
like
god.
He preferred $80? Hand jobs
over like. That's what I was like, yeah. For $80. She better, like, you know.
You have a damn
put her
gun.
Mouth near yeah. it, you yeah. know? Just, like, live on it or something.
She just takes the tip of her tongue and is like. There, I got it wet for the hand job.
But I don't know if maybe, like, yeah. Like, he was a weird, obviously. He was kind of an odd dude. And I don't, you know, he wasn't going to get it anywhere else. And maybe this lady knew that and was like, no, you want a blowjob, that's $150. I will give you a handjob for $80. Because I told him, I was like, whoa, that's crazy. You could probably find someone drunk that would do that for free.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, just buy her a drink.
Yeah.
That's the other thing is when people buy me drinks, I kind of just want the money now. Like, I just want the $375.
Just... See if you could take it back up to the bar and get your money back.
Exchange, refund, thanks. Can you put this on someone's tab, not mine?
Or you could probably sell your drink to someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have an untouched gin tonic. Who wants it? $3.
Yeah. Hey, girl, you got that finger nail
polish out.
Yeah.
$3.
You're flipping drinks. Yeah.
God, that's a great idea. I'll be like, you don't have to wait at the bar.
Yeah.
You should just take over Lucky's patio one time and just stand by the door. And when people are walking out of the onto the patio, just be like, you
$3? You got cash? I'll take 79 cents. Like a fucking crackhead, dude. Yeah. Crackheads. I love it when they smile at you. Sorry. Well, like one time I'm like, I was like in my car, someone was dropping their car off at the shop or whatever, and an obvious crackhead was like, can I get some money? Like, can I get like 39 cents, 25 cents? And I was like, you know what? Yes. Like, I know you're going to go buy for crack or whatever. Yeah, of course. You know how I change. And then I gave it to him, and he said, you have a beautiful smile. And he didn't at all. He had, like, the craziest fucking smile. And I was like, thanks, you too. And it was, like, obvious, but no. Fucking crackheads. But
Blake and I found there was a crackhead outside the, like, I don't want to say crackhead, but he, you know, because it could be anything.
Yeah.
But it was probably crack.
Ahead of something.
It was, like, 90% probably crack that he was using. But he was outside the Quick Trip, you know, on Douglas and...
Seneca?
And Hills. No, Washington. Is it Douglas and Washington?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Quick Trip right there. And, like, we were talking to him. He had Snapchat. He was outside asking for cigarettes and money. And then his Snapchat name was, like, Greg, lover of pussy or something. Yeah.
Are you Snap friends with him now?
I think Blake is. I did not have it at the time.
Greg Lover of Pussy.
So I have not checked out his Snap game.
Me too.
It's probably,
can you add him right now?
Let's see, yeah.
Can we just watch? We got to.
Greg Lover of Pussy.
Special guest crackhead Greg Lover of Pussy.
Oh my god.
Give it to us. Jess, lover of the D. No, just as
lover of the D.
This doesn't ring a bell. I
You know how Spencer brought up the term fuckboy a while ago? And, like, our friend, we have a friend named Spencer, and it's a girl. Anyway, and she said this word fuckboy a little while ago, and I've been hearing it more and more recently. Well, I had a Tinder account for, like, a week, and I got a fuckboy out of it, right? I didn't have sex with him. But I definitely have, like, the definition of a fuckboy, and I really want... I read some of my messages to my couch surfer because he, like, wanted to hang out around the time that she...
By fuckboy, do you just mean, like, a super douchey guy?
Like...
Because that's what I always think of.
Yeah, I think it's, like, somebody's trying to waste your time or just...
Yeah.
You're just wasting your time by being a fuckboy. Like...
Yeah, like, they're just there for sex. Like, they... wear, like, fresh of the freshest clothing, you know what I mean? And I used that word, and someone got, a guy got offended, another dude, David Cohen, actually, a comedian.
Wow. Really?
He was like, you know, I don't really like that term. Like, at least they're being honest with you. And I'm like, ah, you're still a fuckboy. Like,
yeah.
Like, oh, I'm sure people are like, this slut. Like, I got a slut. Yeah. I don't know.
Thought.
Yeah. Oh, a what?
A thought.
Is that what they call it?
THOT.
Oh.
Like, a thought is like, it stands it's like that hoe over there.
Oh my God, I've been seeing that, but I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Sometimes I feel so old. It's like, I don't know what these kids are saying.
All right, listen to this really great conversation. Okay, I did give him head, though, because I wanted... Because I was... It was, like, a couple days before my period, and I think we all understand how that is. Like, you just want to get laid. And I ended up banging dude, like a couple days later, so I was like, all right,
oh, goodbye. Really? Like, recently?
Boy. Yeah, like 2 weeks ago, probably. Time flies, you know?
You know.
Anyway.
When you're 70.
Because I'm a... Yeah. Wait, what'd you say?
What?
70?
No.
Secondy?
Secondy.
Oh, secondy. Okay. Well, first of all, he left, and he was like, OMG, you can suck a dick. Damn, girl, you have skills. And then I got another text that was, sorry, my dick is small.
Was it?
No, it's fine. It was like, not small. Okay, it was like,
he's
average.
Fishing then,
yeah.
For you to be like, no.
Yeah,
mouthful.
And then I like didn't respond. I didn't respond. And he said, hey, hey. I said, and then I waited like a long time. I was like, hey, I've been one busy woman. One, I know I'm killer at oral. Two, don't apologize. I don't need it. A D so big that I'll yak on the cack. And all he said was LOL. So I, like, left it alone. So that was on a Saturday. And then, like, on a Wednesday, hey, hey, long time no talk. Didn't say shit. Then, like, 2 hours later, what's up, LOL? I don't know why that's funny. I said, yo, what's happening? Just knowing I'm not gonna fuck this guy. Nothing, just hanging out. You, I said, working like usual, tired as fuck, AF. That sucks. Got any free time to hook up? Nah, tight schedule. I tomorrow, work all day, then I have a friend coming in town. Is it a chick? LOL. Because I'm great for threesomes. LOL. OMG, you wish. LOL, wish what? Threesome.
A lot of LOLs.
I don't, yeah. Not very funny. Threesome. You don't do threesomes? Nah, once upon a time, but I don't do that shit anymore. Why not, LOL? Is your friend hot? With two T's, what year are we in? Just not my thing. She's, I don't know her like that. She just needs a place to crash for the night. Well, hook me up. See if she needs some action while in town. Oh my God, you are ridiculous. I know, LOL. Don't lie. You like it. Nah. Oh, really, LOL? Don't worry. I still want you, too. Just trying to swing a threesome. Never had one. Oh, I'm not worried. Maybe one day you will. Sure you won't hook me up with your friend, LOL? Yeah, period. Why not, LOL? And then I did the scratchy chin emoji. Just not a thing I'm interested in doing. LOL, fine, be that way, LOL. Let's kick it tomorrow.
Oh my God.
I'm feeling
holy
like...
shit.
Yeah, this is.
Fuck boy. I'm feeling like I am too busy tomorrow. Yo. And I'm feeling feisty today, so watch out. Okay, let's fuck then, LOL. Can't, period. So who cares about your friend? She will just have to wait on the couch, LOL. Want a dick pic, LOL?
Oh my god.
Ha. Nah. I'm good. I remember what it looks like. LOL, can I get a nude then? Nah. LOL, I...
Damn.
Hours later. Or maybe it's days later. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Let's meet up. An hour later. Hey, cutie. Too cool for me now. Eh? I told you I'm on a tight schedule today. Meetings and shit. After the meetings, LOL. When would you be home? I'm not available at all tonight. What? How? LOL. Come on, put me in, LOL. We didn't have much time last night, LOL. Story of my life. I just got places to be. Well, back of my Jeep would be fun, LOL. I can come to you wherever you are at. Nothing on my end. Then a Thursday. Hey, hey. Then a Monday. Hey, hey. And then a Tuesday. Hey? Hey.
And that's it for Fuckboy. I'm ghosting him. It's fun.
It's rude. Don't ghost people, guys.
Yeah, but you can ghost him.
You can, yeah. 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 You can. I said no. I said nah. You know, I gotta sugarcoat it.
Yeah.
He's cute, but a total idiot, dude. Yeah. Total idiot. Mm. I have pictures of the fuckboy.
Yeah, I want to see. Yeah. Might as well. Like, have to have a face.
You know, Tinder.
Did he send you any dick pics?
Mm-mm. I didn't want them.
Well, you're lucky he asked.
Yeah.
Because you know, they just could have...
Super cute. Oh, and he's balding, and, like, he took his hat off, and he apologized for balding, even though I had met him once time. I met him, like, in real life to make sure he wasn't crazy, and then I was like, okay, you're an idiot, but I could maybe have sex with you. And then the second time, I was like, oh, I don't want to have sex with you, but luckily I started my period, so I was like... It was a good excuse.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not having sex with you on my period. I don't know you like that. But then 3 days later, I had sex with dude on my period.
Yeah,
and
but you know dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I got a dick pic the other day, immediately followed by a, oh shit, I'm sorry, that wasn't for you.
Oh no!
From my baby daddy.
Oh no!
And I was like, yeah, that wasn't for me. Like, how hard is it? Do you really accidentally send dick pics to somebody?
Yeah, you gotta, unless you're fucked up.
Oh, well, I guess that is a possibility.
Like, if you, like, had you guys texted recently? Because sometimes, oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I accidentally leave, like, a text open, yeah. Yeah. And then I see a text come in, and when I click on the thing, I'm wrong.
But, like, you know.
No, he did. He sent it to me, and I hadn't even looked at it, and then I get all this whole barrage of messages. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, whatever. I just deleted it. Like, I don't give a fuck about your penis anymore. he was like, well, I hope you enjoyed it anyways. Ha ha. And I said, no, thank you.
Yeah. Nope. I think the last time I got a dick pic was like, probably a year and a half ago or something like that.
Oh, I ask for them.
I don't.
Quite frequently, actually.
I don't want them.
I got one unsolicited on Facebook, like through Messenger, but it wasn't a pic. It was a video of it ejaculating. Like, and it, like, it honestly, it was kind of impressive because it shot across the room. And, like, but he had it, and he had, like, a beer can to, like, show size, I think, next to it. Like,
for
sale. And then it was, like, right when he came. And this was a person I'd never talked to. You know what I mean? And they just, like, sent them out. So I'm just like, whoa. You don't even have to be, like, talking to somebody, and they'll just send you dick pics, apparently. And then they're like, you like? And I was like, I don't even know you or how we're friends on Facebook, but
wow.
We're not anymore.
How do you know it's their dick?
I don't know. Well,
their face isn't in it.
I guess you don't.
You don't.
Mm-hmm.
But how, I mean, how?
I guess, yeah. Well, okay, so with the Snapchat filters... It, like, you know, for those of you who don't know, there's a filter that, like, will wrap around, like, there's a thing that reads your face, and then you can put these different graphics over your face, and they, like, they're animated, and it's really weird, because, like, it will put makeup on your face, and there's one.
Bob Marley's face.
Yeah, that one blew my fucking mind.
That was so weird.
Yeah. Everyone looked like Bob Marley, but with their own teeth.
Yeah.
So there's this one where it gives you, like a headband of flowers, and it literally, like, narrows your face.
Yeah.
and makes your eyes bigger. And I'm like, oh my God, that's the most dangerous technology ever.
Why?
What? Does it not speak for itself? Like people are going to get catfished left and right through, like, through video. Oh, not even through, like, pictures photos. And shit. Like, imagine if that technology just gets used for, you go to Sephora, and you stand in front of Sephora, it gets your face, and then you can try all these different colors.
That's cool.
You know? I don't know if that's happening, but I can definitely write this down. Oh. Gonna be a thing.
Is this the one that makes you, like, it doesn't put flowers on my head, but it, like, really makes me look, like, airbrushed.
Let me see.
Okay, so, like, here's me without it on, and then if I go to that one.
Yeah.
Like, wow, I look
beautiful. It already had a narrow face, and it, like, did it some more.
Yeah, and then it does make my eyes look like, big. I'm just going to go ahead and take a picture of that. So, wait,
no. I've been trying to face swap with inanimate objects, and it's not working.
I could never get it to work.
Yours does. I always feel like you got some good Amelia swaps.
Yeah, they're weird. Sometimes it works. Like, the other day I opened it up on my face, and my fan, like, my ceiling fan was, like, above me, and for some reason it swapped with something up there. I don't know why it, like, registered.
Picks that up.
Yeah.
They'll figure it out. It's only 2016. Yeah. I tried to face swap with the lion, and I tried to face swap with an elephant, and none of that shit worked out. Like, the elephant on my cup. Like, I wish there was a video of people just trying to face swap, like, how, like, hard it is. They're like, and my arm started cramping. I tried to get my dog. That shit just doesn't work. But it's a revolution.
I need to update my Snapchat, because I don't have face swap on mine.
What?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, girl, get it. It's the most laughable thing out there.
And that my Facebook, like, unupdated itself, too, today. Like, I can't, like, heart pictures or, like, at pictures. They can only like now.
How is Facebook, you guys? I'm still just creeping on once or twice a week, every other day, just to read my fan page mails. Yeah, is it still suck ass? Yeah. Or is it getting better?
It's not any better.
Okay. I'm trying to stay off it as well.
It's hard.
It is.
It's getting easy, though. It's getting easier.
I just mindlessly scroll through it. The pictures don't even load up all the way, and I'm still scrolling on the phone.
Oh, yeah. I get anxiety on the news feed sometimes because, like, there are times where, like, I have nothing to do, but I pull out my phone and I just start going through my news feed, and then I'm just, like, looking at mindless information, and I start to feel it, and it starts to, like, get overwhelming, and I'm like, what are you doing? Stop scrolling. Mm-hmm. Nothing. You're like, putting in nothing. And, yeah, it'll just give me, like almost panic.
Mm-hmm. That's how I was feeling. Especially, like, when I'm, like, trying to... I have a hard time waking up and a hard time going to sleep. Like, it's the stupidest thing. And it's like, I love sleeping, but when it is, like, time to go to bed, I just cannot shut my brain down. And I was just, like, mindlessly looking at Facebook, and my eyes were hurting, and it's like, oh my God, it's been 15 minutes since I was supposed to fall asleep. Like, oh my God, you know, and we lived life without it, like, you know?
Remember when Facebook didn't have a news feed?
Yeah.
Like, do you ever get, like, do you do memories or anything? Did you do that on your Facebook? And I'll get, like, memories from, like, 2005 when Facebook first came out.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you didn't, like, you just searched for people you wanted to look at their Facebook and see what they wrote. And usually it was just some kind of, like, and then it's weird, too, because there was no Messenger or something then. Because people would put really personal, like, share, like, hey, so my job's been really hard, and, like, share things on my wall. And that's how you would communicate to people.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
I was like when Facebook first
How long
came
have you
out.
How old were you when you got one?
It was in 2005. It was like my first year of college. And we were required to get one in orientation. It was when only colleges had one.
Yeah.
And we used it to, teachers would use it for school stuff. And then, So we, at freshman orientation, they made you get a Facebook. And then it was just like, what? And then, like, halfway through that school year, then Facebook opened up where you could friend other people from other, like, places.
Yeah. I remember, I think I was 15 turning 16 when I got one, and I worked at Build-A-Bear, and this girl just started college, and she and I were like, we can't be Facebook friends because you're in college and I'm in high school. Like, it was super split. And then you could be friends with them, and you had to have like a school, you had to be invited, or you had to have a school email address.
Yeah.
And then they opened it up to the public.
Floodgates.
Bad.
I didn't get a Facebook until I had Nora, because I was just never on it, so I didn't really care. And then I had her in 2011, and I was like, well, I'll get one and put some pictures so that my family can see her. And that was the whole purpose of it. And now it's like just fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Every time I want to look at it and open it up on my phone, I'm going to try and open up my Google Playbooks instead.
Yeah.
And read this book about serial killers that I bought the other day.
Who's your favorite serial killer?
I don't know, but it's fucked up. The first section of the book, it's split up into sections, and the first section is cannibals.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's weird. And they're just really short, like synopsis of the crimes that these people commit. But so far, all the cannibals like attribute their cannibalism to a form of communion, which I think is very interesting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, that makes a lot of sense.
Better than Facebook so far.
Cool.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm going to get isolated. Like, I'm just going to slowly fade out of everything.
I know.
Which is dumb to think. I just need to start calling people.
Yeah.
Instead. I've got people's phone numbers. I will just contact them directly and see if they want to hang out.
Yeah. Or text them even. Like, even texting kind of makes you a little more removed from personal relationships. But yeah, there's nothing wrong with calling. People are so afraid to call, you know, which is like, man, I want a landline. Like, I just want to reverse everything. But that's not going to happen. Because I remember in high school, like, us being a senior, my friend was like, Apple TV, it's gonna be a thing. And it's taken like a while, I think, for it to actually pick up. But
what's Apple TV?
Just like a television that like works with your Apple shit. Like, you can have like an Apple remote and hooks up with, I don't really know what it is.
Yeah.
It's just like fancy.
Yeah. Just like a hub that connects to your TV, and you can like pull up Netflix or YouTube or.
Yeah. It's like having an Xbox or
a 360. A smart TV.
Yeah.
For a little bit till my dog broke it. But yeah, you could just like, I just used it for YouTube primarily.
Yeah.
My brother gave it to me.
And YouTube's a trip.
Mine has Netflix on it.
I got one when I was like 15 also. And there were no commercials.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
Back in my day. And then with sending pictures to your family, people would do that through email, you know? And then go to Walgreens and have them printed. Mm-hmm. How many things do you guys get printed ever? Never?
Never.
Yeah. Never, never, never?
I just accumulate thousands on thousands.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a picture hoarder.
Store them on the internet, actually. Never look at them again.
Uh-huh.
I found like 10 disposable cameras when I was moving that had never got developed. And I'm going to go develop them and see what's on there.
That's going to cost like $100. No, seriously. It's like $10 a pop. And then if you want to get like a CD, that's $8. But you can get a disc and no prints, and that's cheaper.
Okay.
Much was it to develop a camera back when that's all people did? Like, a disposable camera.
Still pretty expensive.
Yeah, like you can't... That's like all I did back in like middle school and high school, but like I can't even remember how much.
And when 1 hour came out,
we
could get it done in an hour.
That was always so.
Yeah.
Getting pictures developed is like one of my fucking happiest things to do. I love hanging on to a roll for a year or more and then getting it developed. Like, it can make me really sad or really happy, and not knowing like what I'm gonna get out of it is like the most exciting thing ever.
Yeah.
So I have a role that I, like, just I'm sitting on, and it's about a year and a half old now. A year. I'm really excited. But then you run into, like, former lovers or whatever. Yeah. It's like, oh, God. You know what? I picked this journey. You know?
It's so weird thinking about, like, taking pictures and not knowing what you're going to look like in them for, like, 14 days. Mm-hmm.
You know? For like 14 days.
You're like, only half of these are good.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why you take three of the same thing. Yeah. And like, but I have like a tub just full of photos and self-portraits. I took a ton. And it's just so funny because you have no idea if you're hitting it or not. Yeah. You're just like, all right, I think I'm in there. And you get them developed. And, yeah, like half of them were of me because the idea of seeing yourself is really cool. Like, to be able to just stare at yourself without your eyes moving, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you can see your whole self. I think that's why we take selfies, because you're not used to it, you know? So... Deep. Do you still develop? Let us know. You breast believe, bitches. I know Royce from whatever the news station's called. It used to be Power 93.9. I don't know what it's called now.
I think it's just Power 93.5.
Now. Okay, there we go. So the 9 went to a 5. But he still develops and shoots with a film camera. And he said that you could develop yourself. You can go buy, like, a color kit and shit. But I don't know how to do all that. I'm sure it's easy, but I just send it to Walgreens. So. Boring. Prince died. Okay. If you could bring one back to life, okay? Pick one. Who would it be? Ready? I'm going to list. Okay?
Oh.
I'm giving you a list. All right? Bowie.
I knew what he was going
well,
on.
Well, Bowie, Prince, Michael Jackson. Don't know if you ever heard of him. He's a real famous white guy. No. So Bowie, Prince, Michael Jackson, or Shirley Temple Black. Go.
Bowie.
Oh, I can't. It would either be Prince or Bowie.
Yeah, that's who it's between.
No one picked Michael?
No, I mean, like... No, I
sometimes
mean, like...
I do wish Michael Jackson was still around.
If it was in the 80s, I would bring him back.
Okay.
But, like, I don't know. Towards the end of his life, he was just a weirdo.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say Bowie, I think. Because that last album was awesome, and he would have toured with it. So.
I'm gonna say Prince, but only because he was only 57.
Yeah,
I would bring him back because like he could have done a lot more. Yeah,
that's crazy. 69. Me too. I know. Yeah. I want to hear what I have. I did see something before I came over here, and it was like. That it was released that he died in an elevator. They found him in an elevator.
No.
And I don't know. I can't remember what source it was, because I looked at the source to make sure it wasn't like, you know, somebody just, you know, writing something crazy. But I don't remember what it was. I don't remember how true that is.
And that's, I'm really glad I'm not on Facebook because of his death. Like, Twitter was already like, Prince. But, like, I get really sick of seeing the same
article
or meme or quote or whatever bullshit. Like, I get so just stuffed and like weirded out by seeing the same thing over and over again. I don't know, maybe I'm crazy. I'm starting to think I'm more manic than I gave ever give myself credit for, which is not fun. I kind of feel like a crazy person. But maybe not.
I think
feel sensitive.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of people probably are that way. Yeah. And I think social media just makes it worse.
Yeah. Get off social media. Get off Facebook. I'm still fucking with Tinder and Snaps and Twitter. But get off Facebook. It's old. Go, if you're going to be on Facebook, go fucking sign up for a MySpace account, please. That's how I feel. So, that's my honest opinion.
Tried to find my Zanga the other day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
What'd they do to it?
I think they just started, because I read something that they had taken them down, or mm-hmm. they were, like, starting to take people's Zanga down. And, like, I don't know, maybe, like, 7 years ago I'd found it after, and it, you know, it was like, whoa, that's crazy, it's still up there somewhere. But I could not find it, so. She
does have Zanga. I'm looking mine up, and it's not there. Bummer.
I just don't even remember.
Like, yeah, that's what I was trying to, exactly your,
username or whatever.
Yeah. Mine was, I think, Ducks in a Tub 2007.
Ducks in a Tub.
So stupid.
Oh my god. It, like, makes perfect sense for you. I don't know why.
Why?
Because, what was your other one? Like,
Frogs Rock 7.
Frogs Rock. Gum Under My Shoes.
Ducks in a Tub.
I was really...
It was so fast.
Cute. Is it? Now I feel stupid.
No, it's like a normal, like, it does fit, like...
No, that's my AIM. Because all the girls, like, in high school or whatever that had usernames, they were always, like, Cloud Angel DJ Baby. Like, all that. But it's, like,
yeah.
You, it fits you, like, Ducks in a Tub.
Yeah.
It's not trying to be sexy, yeah. Not trying to be like
Sesame
that.
Street over here, bitch.
Mine was, like, something, like, super... Like, angsty high school. I don't remember. It was something like, I love shitty music. Like, I can't even remember what it was. It was very emo.
Zanga, dude. If you don't know what Zanga is, it's not with a Z. It's Xanga.com. And it was like a precursor to MySpace almost.
It was, because I had MySpace and a Zanga.
Okay. I had gotten a Zanga first, and then my friend told me about MySpace, and I was like, what's that website you were telling me about with the music? And then he told me, and I got a MySpace, but that shit's wacky too. Does Justin Timberlake still own it?
MySpace?
Yeah, I thought, or was that Napster?
No, Justin Timberlake played the guy that own Napster in a movie.
You best believe I don't know anything.
But yeah, the MySpace guy, I don't... Was it Tom? Because wasn't that your phone, right? Oh, yeah. You were going to be friends with him when you were...
I'm going to type in who owns MySpace. Who owns MySpace?
I feel like he bought it, though.
That's
I've heard
thinking.
Something about Justin Timberlake buying it, or...
Well, here's the thing from Mashable.com, which, by the way, Mashable put an article on Twitter, and the thumbnail was of some black chick singing with a guitar, and it was supposed to be Prince, but they just fucked up with the wrong fucking photo.
Oh.
Yeah. Allie Eby retweeted it and was like, you're fired, Mashable.
Wow.
Yeah, and then, but their image was broken. And then so she replied to her own tweet with, like, the article again. And she's like, you're still fired. Because it was the picture. Justin Timberlake, according to Mashable.com, to that June 29th of 2011, today we learned MySpace has been sold for $35 million to an advertising network called Specific Media. Now, the company says singer Justin Timberlake will take an ownership stake in MySpace and play a role in its future.
Ooh. This was in what year?
2011.
Oh, never mind.
But it's the second thing that pops up when I Google... when I Bing... when I Bing... who runs MySpace. Yeah.
Yeah.
I missed that guy. That was the first time I ever learned what the word search engine mm-hmm. was tied to Ask Jeeves, and you could ask him anything. And I think I was in sixth grade, and I was like, what do we ask? Like, I don't know. What do we ask? Mm-hmm. What do we ask? And then McDonald's was doing some kind of trivia promotion where you could. There was a trivia question on the food or whatever, and then you peel off or you scratch what answer you think is correct, and then if you get it right, you get free food or whatever. And then I had learned about Ask Jeeves. So, like, this kid younger than me, he was, like, in fourth grade, and I was in sixth grade, he started to scrape something off, and I was like, no, you can ask Jeeves. So we type in the question, as sure as shit, we found the answer and won something. And now they don't do it anymore. Because the internet.
Yeah.
But I felt pretty good. Question of the day. Okay, ask Jeeves is now ask.com. How much of a sunflower is edible? A, 100%. B, 80%. C, 50%. Or D, 15%.
I want to say 80.
Mm-hmm. I want to say 15.
No, 100.
Yeah, I'm going to say 100. Well, edible? Yeah, I'm going to say 100.
The stock? Can you eat the stock?
No, maybe not. I don't know.
I mean, you can technically,
it's not like nothing on it's poisonous, right? Yeah. So you could like technically all of it's.
It says 37% of users knew the answer. So now I'm questioning everything. Is it? Maybe it is 80. What do you guys want to go with? A, B, C, or D? 1, 80, 5, 50, or 15?
I don't know. 100?
Should we go all in?
Yeah.
All right. Megan doesn't seem convinced.
No. Okay. Let's do it. Or 15.
Correct! 100%! Sunflower seeds are a popular snack and a staple in baseball dugouts, but there's more to eat on the sunflower than just the seeds. The entire flower is edible, and with the right preparation, different parts of the sunflower can be used in a variety of dishes. Cool. Sunflower petals can be eaten either dried or directly plucked from the flower. It is also possible to steam sunflower buds, similar to how one would prepare to eat an artichoke. Additionally, when sunflower seedlings are less than 6 inches tall, they can be used on top of salads. Regardless of how you choose to prepare and eat sunflowers, it is important to only eat homegrown sunflowers or those from a garden that has not used any pesticides or herbicides on flowers. Okay, cool. I think that wraps up you presentation. Yeah. We are from the Sunflower State, bitches. It all comes together. Till next time, I'm Jessica.
I'm Hannah.
Allie.
I'm Megan.
And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Allie, Megan, Hannah, and Jessica.
All right, that concludes it. That wraps it up. You best believe. We love you. And again, thank you to our sponsors, College Hill Deli and Catering, Finishing School for Modern Women, Hellbomb Tattoo, 42 Below, Shelter Salon, and The Monarch. And again, thanks to you guys. We love you. And we hope to see you at the Harvester Arts Show, final Friday of September.